I am Ken Geese, pastor of LA Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. There's an old story of two settler families that moved into undeveloped claims in the high foothills of the Rockies early one spring. They were separated by a river and seldom met except for an occasional hello. Sam set to work clearing a small field. He used some of the timber to build a rustic shelter for his wife and child and piled the rest for winter use. As he cleared the land and pulled the worst of the roots out, he planted his crops of grains and vegetables into the rough-tilled ground. His wife helped as best she could while tending the baby, and she foraged for wild berries and other edibles nearby and even found a nice little spring one time. Sometimes she wished for a better cabin, but kept at the task of putting up food and helping in the ever-expanding garden and small fields. Soon there were vegetables and even some meat when wild game chanced by. Gradually, the cabin became crowded as the preserved goods filled more and more space. Sam added a small room to the house during a rainy spell for all the food that would feed them through that first winter. Meanwhile, Jack, who was several miles away, was also working feverishly. He had built a decent cabin and spent some time clearing land. His little garden was nearly perfect. The soil had been worked extensively and the vegetables were growing well. His wife also spent time foraging, but they both invested more time in the cabin as fall set in and the cold evenings lengthened. One night, a north wind came howling down the valley. It brought an early snow and nearly impassable drifts. Both families lost much of their late produce in the snows. It was one of those winters that came on strong and never let up. Finally, month after month of storms passed and spring arrived late. Sam was exhausted from the constant toil of cutting wood and digging through the snow between the cabin and the wood piles. At one point, the snow had blown off the garden, and he had reclaimed a few precious vegetables from the freezing soil. One day a traveler passed by. He brought a sad story of Jack and his family who had died during the cold, hard winter. They had beautifully finished their cabin, and the little garden was still pretty after the winter, but they had starved. They had misdirected their energy into the cabin instead of the fields. Sam and his little family had been cramped, but warm and fed. You may have heard it said, "Build it, and they will come." However, another old saying is, "Don't put the cart before the horse." And Proverbs 24:27 states, "Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house." What I am suggesting today is that we all be careful when we begin a new enterprise. Our means of production, our income, should be well developed before we go big or build beyond our present ability to pay. I admit that there are some that gamble on circumstances and win big, but many more fail even bigger. In all that we do, let's be careful to take risks only as God leads. In Luke 14:28, Jesus asks, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it?" As we head into summer and the season of expansion and growth, keep your ears open to God and remember Zechariah 4:10, "Who dares despise the day of small things?" I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.